No matter what the treatment choice regarding feeding tubes, comfort care and freedom from pain are essential goals of any medical team. Just because extraordinary or heroic measures have been withheld or withdrawn does not mean that routine nursing care and comfort care are withheld. A patient will always receive pain medication, oxygen, or any other treatment deemed necessary to ensure as much comfort as possible. The difference between withholding and withdrawing. Imagine how emotionally difficult it would be to withdraw a feeding tube from a person who has been kept alive through artificial means for several months or years. For a family and physician to change the treatment plan like this requires a change in perspective. A person has been living with a feeding tube and now the decision has been made to allow that person to die. It is not impossible, emotionally, to come to this point of withdrawing treatment, but it is more difficult than withholding the artificial feeding in the first place. From moral, ethical, medical, and most religious viewpoints, there is no difference between withholding and withdrawing. Emotionally, there is a world of difference. And as much as we might like to think physicians do not make decisions and recommendations based on emotion, it is just as difficult for them to suggest or accept a change from using the tube to withdrawing.
A family I once knew wanted to withdraw artificial feeding from the patient, and the physician told me I would have no problem not starting the treatment in the first place, but I cannot order the withdrawal. There is nothing in law, medicine, ethics, or morality to justify such a stance. If withholding treatment would have been acceptable earlier, then only emotion could now require its continuation.
The difficulty of making the decision to withdraw treatment makes it very important to think through and discuss these issues long before a crisis comes. If a patient or family does not want to use artificial feeding, it is much better not to begin the feeding at all. But if it is begun, artificial feeding can be withdrawn at a later date. Artificial feeding in the dementia patient. Alzheimer's disease and other forms of dementia are characterized by the deterioration of the person over a number of years. In earlier stages of the disease, it may be helpful to the patient to use a feeding tube as a temporary measure in the event of a decline in appetite or weight loss. The hope is that the patient will eventually be able to take in enough food and fluid by mouth to be able to discontinue the tube.